Bob Dylan. The times, they are a-changing.
The thing is, Rick, it makes me wonder if the times, are they changing? I mean, it seems to me that life's pretty much the same as it was way back in the 60s when Bob Dylan wrote that song.
Got any idea what you're talking about?
No idea whatsoever.
You don't really know about politics,
no,
do you?
Know anything about it. Don't even read the papers. Got no interest, really.
Yeah.
Not particularly. Informed my life's cushy. Got won some awards and stuff. Doesn't bother me. So,
on a serious note, though, it is a bit worrying.
What?
I want somebody to put my do I have to get gas masks or something?
No, because there are guys out there in Leicester Square today wearing novelty hats. If they don't sort this war out, then no one can.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about it.
You would worry about it.
I would worry about it.
Well, you. Maybe, Steve.
Why?
Sort of people who are successful are worrying about it more than other people. Just
go on.
Well, they've got more to lose, haven't they?
Right.
No, do you know what I mean? You see, like, Bruce Willis on the telly saying, oh, it's not good, is it? And it's because he's got a big house and loads of cars. If you live, you know, on a council estate, it's like, well, if it gets bombed, probably doing us all a favour, we'll get nice new blocks of flats to live in and that. It happened with Manchester, with the bomb that happened, and they bombed the Arndale Centre. Did us a favour. Got a nice new Marks and Spencers and that.
So this, hold on, this puts a whole new twist to the argument when people say bombing the world's poorest countries is wrong. Because I remember when the Afghan problem was on, people were saying bombing the world's poorest country is wrong, but it's like home improvement, according to you, then.
Yeah. Because they've got a brand new B&Q, have they, over now? They're popping down there every Sunday.
Anyway, let's not go on about it.
Yes. Well, think what you're saying.
Yeah, I know.
My family was killed, but look, a carpet warehouse.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think, you know, people don't want to hear about this today from us. They want to hear, you know, the new features, the song's a phrase.
What song's a phrase?
It's the feature we started last week, yeah, where we take clips of songs, we make up a phrase from the show.
I mean, a famous phrase, last week's world famous phrase was, there's this airy Chinese kid,
yeah,
you'll remember.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it was called Crosswords last week, but Phil emailed in a good suggestion.
Right.
He said, call it Songs of Phrase.
Brilliant. Songs of Phrase. Songs of Phrase. Perfect.
So are we
still going with Cheapest Chimps?
We're persevering with that, aren't we?
Got some Cheapest Chimps lined up. We'll be doing that before 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Great.
Again, who else can say that?
So good. So for the next 2 hours, everyone should just bury their head in the sand, ignore the world's problems, and enjoy features such as Cheapest Chimps and Songs of Phrase.
And a bit of cheering breaks.
Oh, class.
Oh. Trying to stop suddenly in Italy. TB. Cheering breaks. It's like a rockbuster, Carl.
The good old days.
I know, yeah. Painkiller. On XFM 104.9. But look, Rockbusters is gone. Forget Rockbusters. Long live Songs of Phrase. Over to you, Carl.
Alright, well,
you know, Rockbusters was one of the things they were protesting about last time. That was why I just had to listen to them. They just kept stopping me in the street as I was trying to get to the tube. You've got to stop Rockbusters, it's run out of steam, they said, and I'm glad.
Yeah. That's why they always do it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
They make their way to Leicester Square for 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. Songs of Phrase. What it is.
Songs of Phrase.
We took a phrase from the show last week. It was, there's this airy Chinese kid, right?
Yeah.
Today, we're going back to the good old line of, that you never see an old man eating a Twix.
Sure.
Right? How long is that?
No, you'll never see an old man eating a Twix.
You'll never see an old man eating a Twix.
It's not as many as you think, though. It's not that many.
Well, how is it not that many?
Right, well, first of all, anyway, don't worry about that. I think there's about five, I think. Hang on a minute.
Oh, God. Why do we leave him alone to do this,
Steve? I don't understand.
I mean, it's like, I'll tell you what, we were flying
them. Six different songs.
Six different songs?
That's a lot to get, Carl.
But what happened is, I couldn't find a song with Twix, so we've changed the chocolate.
Oh, this is rubbish. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. No, you've got to be punished. We're not doing this. Doing it.
No, you'll like it.
No, shut up, Carl. No,
he's put a lot of effort in.
So what?
You're right.
He's got to do it right. He's got to do it right. No. There's too many. We said too many. He's changed the thing. It's not a one of those. It's ridiculous.
No, it's only, Rick, if only his parents had spoken like that to him sometimes in the past.
You know what I mean?
We wouldn't be in this discussion.
You're not doing it.
Come on.
No! We're not doing it, Steve. What do you think?
I'll tell you, we've got the prizes, but I'm not even going to bother. I think we'll just share that amongst
right,
homeless.
Absolutely. No. There's troubles in the world, and I'm not going to let you faff around doing nonsense like that. No, it's ridiculous.
Well, let's do it for
no,
this
let's
week.
Play a beautiful song. What do you think?
I'd love to hear a great song.
Yeah, the times, they are changing. We've said that. Look at Rick, Mother Nature on the Run. Look at Mother Nature on the Run, Steve.
Yeah.
Play it.
So we're not doing...
No.
It's your own fault.
Neil Young.
Beautiful.
After the Gold Rush, one of the most beautiful, poignant songs ever.
Great lyrics in that. Look at Mother Nature on the Run in the 1970s. Forget the 1970s, Rick. I'm beginning to wonder if that's just as truthful nowadays in the year 2003.
I've told you before, you've got no idea, you don't know anything about the world or politics, so I don't know why you persist.
I don't know why I keep saying it myself, Rick. I'm a political incompetent. I don't know why I keep spouting on with this drivel.
Right.
It's The Guardian, I think, that's doing it to me. It's all second-hand information. I just read it in there, and I just
so
think
it was a good idea to get on the,
exactly, I keep thinking
the bandwagon.
I
don't really care, do you, about anything in the world, really?
No, I haven't. Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless
no.
I'm personally affected by these things, I don't care less.
Well, I'm the same.
You now, know. Carl, the big question, as we know at the moment, is whether we're going to let you do Songs of Phrase or not.
Rick, I should tell you now, there has been a flood of... Oh, no, there hasn't. Sorry, I was thinking there'd been a flood of emails, but it was people agreeing with you, Rick.
I know Tony Blair has been trying to get through.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just checking the emails. No, there's absolutely nothing supporting you, Carl.
So no one gives a sod either way about
No, well,
that,
no, that's not
then.
Fair. There were a couple of phone calls, weren't there? One was a guy saying you should... I think the other one was you, Carl. Was it phoning from the kitchen?
Can we do it?
Right. No.
If you don't like it, we won't do it next week, but I've made it.
I don't know why you did that. I thought of lots of stuff that you could do. You chose one where you have to have 10 words and 6 songs to choose. You haven't got Twix. I don't know what you've substituted Twix for.
I've got to say now, I'm going to sit on the fence, so I'm quite intrigued.
Okay, right. What have you substituted Twix for?
Well, I can't tell you.
Because you can.
No, I can't because people have to listen to it and work out.
Alright, let's just hear it. Let's hear it then.
No. They have to know what the word is. They have to tell what the song is or the artist.
I prefer just to play it.
No! You've got to tell them what it is. They might not even know what word they're looking for.
Let's hear him out, Rick. Right. Please. Right. Democracy. That's what we're fighting for. Come on.
Right, you turn them up.
Right, okay, I've got the earphones on. Go on then.
Right. Okay, so, right, hang on, the phrase originally was...
Is, you never see an old man eating a Twix.
Right, and we're trying to identify the, well, a number of songs which you've used to make up that phrase.
And you email in xfm.co.uk/Ricky with as many as you can get, and whoever gets the most right...
It's so complicated. This is so complicated.
Right, here we go.
I'm baffled by the email address.
What's the email address again?
xfm.co.uk. /Ricky.
Right.
Right.
And there's some link on there, is there?
You just press and it comes through. Brilliant. That. Right, here we go then, right? And you'll never
see an old man eat
tomorrow. Well, I missed a little bit at the end.
Let's hear it again. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay. Right. So, we'd say the prizes, Steve.
Right, so how many songs were there? Do we know?
I think there were 6.
You think there were 6?
And you'll never see an old man eat... it might be 5.
5 or 6. Yeah. Anyway, well, email in the answers and how many there were, and you might be in with a chance of winning on DVD the original series of Citizen Smith with Robert Lindsay. That was good. Paul Whitehouse's Happiness, the first series of that on DVD. We've also got a couple of CDs here. The Best of Britpop, Live Forever, Oasis, Blur, Radiohead, and all the rest of them.
That's
on there.
Right.
Supergrass's current album as well.
That's
all
right.
I think it's a current album. Yeah, it is. And
okay,
less convinced by this one. If I tell you that some of the artists include Adele Mitri and Deacon Blue, then I know you'll be rushing out later, Rick, to buy this. Scotland Rocks. a compilation of...
Is Wet 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 on there?
Let's see.
What about Biss? What happened to Biss?
Let me see, I'm not gonna... I'll tell you, it doesn't... I mean, we've got Gun on there.
Oh, yeah.
We've got...
Oh, baby, lately.
Aztec Camera.
Yeah.
Big Country, obviously.
Proclaim was not on there.
Wait a minute, where's Runrig? There they are. There they are. And, obviously, Rafferty, Baker Street.
Brilliant.
So that's definitely worth, entering for, surely.
So, xfm.co.uk/Ricky. Play it one more time.
Yeah.
Just in, right.
Class. Pure class. Well done. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, let's give it to you.
Oasis. Stop Crying Your Heart Out on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl's competition is in full swing now. I just will remind you, when playing songs of phrase and trying to guess the songs and artists, what do you want, songs or artists?
I think songs is
better.
Yeah. Alright.
But that's ambiguous, isn't it, what a song title is, where
yeah,
if
I
you
think
know
it
the
be
artist,
artists, definitely.
Maybe the artist cleans it up really. Yeah?
Yeah.
Artists. Artists.
Artists.
Okay, you know, if they know what it is, because that'd stop any ambiguity, won't it? And, don't worry if you haven't got all of them, because the winner last week didn't have all of them, but it's the closest one. I understand, when you're trying to guess what's in Carl's mind, you can only get so close.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He wants us to bring in Darren Brown, because he won't be able to read my mind. And
yeah.
I think he's right.
I think he might
I think he's the one person that could outwit Darren Brown.
Yeah.
Moving on, Carl.
Well, should we just play it very quickly? Just play again.
Just
Carl,
if you're okay, if you want to join it. Go on, then, one more time. It's songs of phrase. Because you have to get, you know, it is very difficult. So, you know, song or artist, we give points if you're close to any of those, and we'll choose a winner. So, you know, do...
And what do points mean? Crap prizes.
XFM.
XFM.co.uk/Ricky.
Ricky. Right. Now, we got people to send in a little thing for you last week, didn't we? The film Freaks. You got a few sent in. You watched it, did you?
Yeah.
Now, I should just point out that the film Freaks, for those that don't know, was a movie that was released, I think, in the... Well, actually, it was originally made in about 1932, something like that, and then it was delayed. It was banned for many years, because it did, in actual fact, feature, for want of a better phrase, real-life freaks.
Yeah.
Bearded ladies being one of the more, kind of, familiar ones.
There's a guy without arms and legs.
There's all sorts. And, it was actually quite a tender film, isn't it? And actually portrays them as a kind of dysfunctional family. It's not exploitative in that sense, but, what do you make of it, Carl?
Well, you were watching it for the freaks, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I wish... It does take a while to get onto it.
What do you mean?
Well, straight away I was disappointed, right? Because at the start, like, you put it in, it's like, oh, brilliant. Here we go, you know, I said to Suzanne, we'll watch this, we'll have a good night.
Yeah, have a romantic night.
Yeah, that's it, every birthday. Yeah. You've got your gloves, now we're going to watch some Freaks.
So, put it on, and it starts off, and it's like, you know, the following film, you think, ooh, it's like following films, rated 15, which means, you know, might contain scenes of violence, bad language and sex.
Yeah.
Mentioned nothing about pinheads.
Right.
So, I thought they missed a trick there.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So, I thought, well, let's go and watch it.
And what exactly is a pinhead?
Oh, if you've seen it, you'd know.
Okay.
Right, so, not the best thing in it either. So, imagine that.
Okay, so you're watching it.
So, sat there, I think, right, something comes on, and the little fella's on there, the little fella we were talking about, the Pillow Man.
Right.
Is it the best thing in it?
Now, what's the Pillow Man again?
He's a fella who, years ago, he's got no arms and legs.
Right. He's just a torso.
Just rolls, yeah. And there's a scene where you see him sort of rolling a cigarette up just using his mouth, and
yeah,
it's like, he lights it and stuff. And that's weird. And then, what else is on it?
Like Stanchion Grove.
And then there's a little fella on it who is fed up because he looks 5, but he's actually 34.
Right.
Right. But there's a woman who is 42 and looked 8. So they both have the opposite thing. They were both really fed up, and I kind of thought that shows that, you know, you always want what someone else has got.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in a way, there's a story there in that.
No, you described the same there.
No, it was like...
No, they both, you just said, they both looked young, but they are actually both older.
No. This was like a little man.
Yeah. Who was 35. And looked 8.
Yeah.
And so did she.
No, well, the other way around then.
What? So she was an 8-year-old that looked 35?
Yeah. Oh, maybe not then.
Anyway.
No.
But that wasn't that weird. I kind of thought it's a slow start and that.
Yeah.
And then,
It's not a difficult film to follow.
No.
Yeah, but I wasn't really listening to what it's all about, just looking at what they had. And they had, like, a fella who's running about on just...
I had, like, he was shopping.
You know, they had a fella with no legs and he's running about on his hands. And all sort right. of got about on a skateboard, talking to someone about it. They said that's how E.T. was done. There's actually a little fella in E.T.
Right.
Who's just half of, sort of half a body.
Is that true?
I've no idea. I've never heard that
before. Why haven't we heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
I don't think he would fit in E.T. Because he's where's the head? He's got no neck, E.T. It's a skinny little thing. A human neck couldn't fit in that skinny little neck.
Well, you sure it wasn't Kenny Baker up to his old tricks?
What are you talking about, Carl? There's a fella with no legs in E.T.
In E.T. they had two fellas, right? I think they had a little, a midget fella.
Right.
Who did it. And then I think he was off sick, and they were like, oh, you know, what else are we going to do?
So they saw a guy on of a skateboard going by.
And said, do you fancy some work?
Right.
And he's done it. I think someone told me, I mean, it might be
wrong. Exactly.
It might be wrong.
He might be, mightn't it? I mean, you've never been wrong before, so I don't know why you'd be wrong there. What's the worst thing in it?
Now, it's intriguing to me, because here's a film called Freaks, featuring real-life freaks, and you're sort of a bit nonplussed by it.
Just because it wasn't, because it's built up. If you call a video Freaks, you've got to make sure that there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
What were you disappointed about? Was it that?
Because there was a few things on it, right? There was a woman who said she was half man, half woman. And it's like, well, you're not, are you? It was just like she had some makeup on. I thought, well, that's rubbish. And then there was a woman who could eat using her feet. That isn't that freaky. Do you know what I mean? If she's not hungry, she looks normal.
Yeah.
And that's when I was thinking... I mean, I'm not being... Right, Steve. You know I'm not being funny.
Oh, here we go.
No. But I'm just saying... If that woman wasn't eating, and you were sat next to her... In that film...
Yeah.
I'd probably be sort of drawn to you more than her. I'm not... I know you hate me saying it... But there's no point sort of pretending. Do you know what I mean?
Oi, Muttley, what are you sniggering about?
you mean there were things in it that were less... What are you saying?
I'm just saying...
Play a record. No, seriously, I'll slap you. I'm going to slap you live on air.
Yeah, but you always get...
Right, I'm slapping you like one there, I swear to God.
Right, play a song then.
It's playing a song.
I'll play the song.
Bruce Springsteen, Atlantic City from the album Nebraska.
So melancholy, that one. I love that one. Wow. So, Freaks then. All in all, not as amazing as you first hoped.
It was built up too much. Do you know
what
really? I mean? It's like, films.
Is that my fault for getting you excited? I just can't believe it. I hand you this thing on a plate.
I'm not being out of order, Steve. I'm just being honest. We've always said that about the show. We only talk about stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you know, being honest and that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And I've always said the first time I saw you.
Sure, no, you've always been honest. No, and I've always been honest with you. I've always said that, you know, you've got the intelligence and insight of a gnat.
Yeah, but if I keep quiet, people don't know that.
Sure.
All right, then.
Incredibly, they do, Carl, because you look stupid as well.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
No, but Carl was being nice then. You don't...
I'm just saying, you're a good bloke and now I've got to know you.
Sure.
Yeah. The first time was weird when I saw you.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. The first time, it was weird, and that, and then weeks go by.
Sure.
And the weird thing is, I kind of thought maybe he's not that odd looking.
Yeah.
And then you went to LA for 3 weeks.
Sure.
And when you came back, it was like the first time again.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, wait, no, stop it now.
Yeah, everyone,
stop it now.
No, but I just think I'm a little bit more consistent because I've always thought you were an idiot.
I don't want this. Don't argue. He was just. Okay.
No, I just. No, right. You know what I mean? My opinion has never changed. I've always thought you're an idiot.
No, just, it's just all nice. Let's look. Peace.
Shut up, fatso.
Peace, not war.
He's just such a stirrer, isn't he?
No, he loves it.
I don't think I didn't see you whispering behind the microphone about what to say to Carl.
Look what I've just drawn, Carl, subconsciously.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I drew a picture of him, it's not going to be on the website.
It's not been on the website.
No, it's going to be. I drew a little cartoon of him. No, not yours, I drew one of Carl. Right, okay. What were we talking about? That was a
so yeah, no, the freaks thing is over and done with. It was all right if you want to get it out on video.
Sure.
You know, it's probably worth a look. Yeah. There's a couple of things on there that get you thinking more. You know, it's like how their life is and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Mm. How it's affected and like the little pillow man, or the fella who's got half of his body missing.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuff like that that you think. Oh.
But what's the one that was disappointing? You said it was a half man, half woman.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that one.
Do you mean hermaphrodite or half? I can't remember it. Do you mean it was one sort of like, it had bits of both?
It was just like half and faced on in makeup and long hair, then on the other side it had it changed.
I love the idea that you go to this circus and there's people in there that have been sort of persecuted all their life and they think, well, maybe I can make some money, and then you boo them because they're not freakish enough. I love the idea they got. Boo! You're not freakish enough. Boo! Oh, you've got bits of legs. Boo! Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But there was, I mean, talking about that, you see, why did they join the circus and that? Because there are things they can do. I was telling you in the week that I was reading something on some news website about some sort of Olympic-style games where they're going to see, like, disabled people against able-bodied.
Right. Let's be careful here, shall we?
No, I'm just saying, though.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So there is other things. It doesn't mean just because you haven't got legs you can't do other stuff.
Yeah.
And in this race, there's, like, disabled people who are beating able-bodied people.
Yeah.
Would you go and see that? I don't know.
But, I mean, it depends. What do you mean? They're beating them?
He didn't state what the little races were and that.
Little races.
can't help himself.
No, little races. Oh, look, they're disabled with their little races.
Yeah, they're having another little race. Oh, dear.
Would you go? Watch that.
Do you remember when Jimmy thought that Para Olympics stood for Paraplegic Olympics?
The Paralympics?
Yeah, it means Parallel Olympics.
Yeah.
He thought it meant paralegic. Paraplegic Olympics. That would be a good sight, wouldn't it? Mainly blow football.
Right.
Okay. So, what was that thing I told you to look up in the week?
You were saying, I don't believe you, were going on about, we were talking about the half man, half woman.
Yeah.
And you were saying...
You can get a sex change on the NHS, just to see what you say about that. Did you look it up?
I didn't, because I think I was wasting my time.
Oh.
I don't think you
I'm
can
giving
have
all
done.
These things little play records. Stuff. You're annoying
no, but
me
you
now.
You wouldn't do that.
You've annoyed Steve on air.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's just too late, Carl.
But we were talking about other stuff as well. I mean, you know, talking about operations and that. You were saying, you know, can you have a sex change done on the NHS and that?
No, you can.
Well, you say you can. I think that's a bit. It's not that important to have done, I don't think.
Well, it depends if you desperately want it. It depends if you feel that you're born actually a different sex.
Right. And then you went on to say there's other things that are done. Get this, Steve. Someone, if they want, if the cat's got a bad liver...
Kidney.
Right. Bad kidney. Can have it done for $5,000.
Yeah, you can have a cat, a kidney operation.
But what's wrong with that? If you've got $5,000 you want to waste it on a cat, then fine.
Get another one. We went through loads of cats, I've told you before, as a kid, we got through loads. It's not worth it, and there's no cat that is that amazing that you'd go, gonna miss that one, it's never gonna be the same.
What do you mean, what would it have to be able to do to be worth it? Well, it's normally to do with people's affection for their cat, they've had the pet for many years. What do you mean, it should be able to juggle? Or well, do impressions, and that's why it's worth $5,000?
Supposing there was a fella, right, he feels he was born a woman, he's not happy, right? He doesn't want this he's got a knob and a couple of testicles that he does not want, right? He wants a lovely pair of tits and a minge, right? And he finds out that he gets a cut price sort of operation, a dodgy backstreet transsexual maker, right? Mm. $5,000. Knockdown price, $5,000. It's done with a blunt knife and some chloroform, right? But
why have you got to have it all done?
What? You mean just like have the knob trimmed and wear a bra?
Well, yeah, I mean, are you saying if you have it all done you get some sort of offer? If you give them something?
No, I was being flippant. I'm saying I was trying to get down to $5,000. Supposing there was a fellow, he had $5,000 to give away, right? Some old woman with her cat is going to die, or some fella who wants his knob chopped off and a lovely pair of tits put on. Who would you give the $5,000 to?
So, hang on a minute. So, there's a fella who wants to be a woman.
Yeah.
And there's a woman who's got an ill cat.
Yeah.
Ooh. You see, I'd be annoyed. Is this $5,000? Is this my savings, or...?
No, just you get given $5,000, and you go, but you've got to give it to a charity of your choice. And it's got to be one of them. You give them
right,
photo.
What I'd do.
What?
I'd find out what the cat looks like, get a replacement, right? Say it's had the op.
Mm.
She's loving it, thinking it's happy again.
Yeah.
Give the fella the money.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, so you're basically saying that you'd rather have the bloke have his knob cut off and stuff than...
I'd have to have a chat with him first and say, what's your problem? And say, why do you need this doing? And
I think they go through that. I think they go to counselling and live with a woman for...
Like a second opinion thing. I'd just be saying, right, are you sure?
Yeah.
But $5,000 on a cat, even... It can only be for people who have got loads of money, right? And it's like, well, $5,000, it's nothing.
Well, I think this debate will rage on. Should we play a record and come back to this? Think about it, though.
Yeah. Bit of White Stripes.
Yeah. Placebo. Bitter End on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl, you're looking all flustered and confused again.
Still sort of don't get it.
What don't you get?
Well, right. That's a long list, Rick.
Yeah.
The, you know, if you have your...
Knob cut off.
Yeah.
It's because they feel like they're actually born a woman, and this, they're not living right, they can't live properly with all the... these things, you know. Well, I mean, there are people that are genetically the other gender. They've just grown, you know. There was one woman, actually, who was a scientist researching it and found out genetically she was a man. She had Y chromosomes, etc. But this is something different. This is both psychological and everything
else.
So
it's that thing again, isn't it? You can't always have, you know, what you want. It's like, I'd like to have hair. Do you know what I mean?
But it's a bit easier. You can wear a wig. You can't go around, really. Well, you can... put on, you know, false breasts and tuck
it
in.
That's just it as well, isn't it, you see? You say, you know, you could have the operation done and that, and yeah, you might sort of feel as free as a woman down below and that, but at the end of the day, you still look like a fella.
Yeah, here's a bra and a split tennis ball. No. They'd be just like Auntie Nora.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Well, yeah, but it's about their outward appearance as well and how they feel publicly. Don't forget, a transsexual... It's not a transvestite. This isn't just a builder in a dress. They have the hormone replacement as well, so they get estrogen. So they and electrolysis. So they have, you know, they're faceless. If they don't go bald, they're slighter. They you know what I mean? They're the real thing. A transsexual is now the real thing. Biologically and politically and.
But they'll still be a man, won't they?
Well, it'd be embarrassing if they don't tell their new partner and the. There's pictures of them, you know, down the pub when they were 24, but you probably sort of get over that, don't you? Like, it was just a fella with a beard drinking the yard of ale. That was me.
Well, interesting story.
yeah.
Probably should have told you this before the honeymoon.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you can have all that done, right? There's stuff, you know, you could have your bits done, right? You can have, like, false teeth, but you know that when you see an old person with a good set of teeth, it's like, well, they're false. There's no way you've got good teeth like that if you were brought up in, like, the 30s.
But what would you do if Suzanne said, look, I've got a terrible secret, and she showed you a picture of this kid, this little boy, growing up,
you know, playing football, and then the pictures stop at 20, before, just before you met her, and she goes, and she shows you a nice pair of bollocks in a jar, she goes, they were mine.
Well, first thing is he'd take back the gloves you bought her last week.
Would you go, oh, you I can't go out with you now, or would you say, well, you're the same person? I really have freaked it out there.
She is into sport.
Hey? Should we play a record while you give her a call?
No. But look, what I'm saying is, right, it doesn't matter what you have done. We can wrap this up here, because I've got it sorted, right?
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you have done. At the end of the day, it's obvious that you've had it done. If you're a fella and you've been changed to a woman, I could spot you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If...
You can't, though.
I tell you what, I was at Suzanne's mum and dad's, right, up north last week, and I went to the off-licence, right?
Yeah.
And I went in there, never seen this fella before, right? Soon as I walk in, I eye him up behind the counter, I go, all right, mate.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello.
I notice he's got a wig on, right?
Yeah.
Now, it was, I kind of looked and I thought, yeah, it's a wig, whatever. And then I thought, I wonder if it is. And as I got to the till, I said, how much is that? He said, you know, 50 pence, I said, great. And as he turned to the till...
Were you buying Suzanne a gift?
As he turned to the till and he did that sort of angle, you got the profile, you see the bit sticking out of the back, you go, that's a wig.
I know what you mean!
Yeah.
I know what you mean! And it's like a little, it just, the last inch just lifts away from the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, everybody who goes in that shop will probably know him as having a wig and that. He keeps him happy, but everybody knows. So, what I'm saying is, it's like...
But could I just say, transsexuals put in a little bit more effort than a fella who's plonked a rug on top and held it down with some duct tape. Do you know what I mean? You know, the only giveaway often with a transsexual is the big hands. They can't do anything about that. That's the only thing, you know. But I mean, transvestites are different, you know. They are builders in the dress. You go in a supermarket, you turn around, you see a 6 foot woman, huge head. You go, all right, love. Do you know what I mean? You know, you don't. You know, down below, she's packing more than us three put together.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what I mean? That's one of if Eddie Izzard, right? You're meeting Eddie Izzard, right? Who likes to pop on a dress now and again, right? If what's the politics with that? Do you go as he walks in? He's all in evening gown. And he goes, all right, Carl. And you go, all right, Eddie. And it's in a busy pub, and you go, oh, why is he? And you go, do you say, do you want a pint of bitter? And slap him on the back like you would have made. Or do you go, that's lovely. That's a lovely dress. Do you know what I mean? What do you do? What do you do with a transvestite?
Would you compliment a transvestite?
On their lovely dress.
If he was wearing a nice dress. In the same way that you would if Suzanne was wearing
probably
a nice
prop. Probably a different way. I'd probably say, that dress, you know, looks nice. Be even nicer on a woman.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So you try and change the way they think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
For sure.
In a way.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of them things I can't get my head around, to be honest, right? I can handle airy Chinese kids.
Yeah.
Is it true to say that you've never been able to handle a transvestite?
So I'm just going to add that to the list then, Carl, of things you can't figure out. It's like four volumes. Snoop Doggy Dogg, obviously, in the classic What's My Name?
Yes. XFM 104.9. We've done that, so that's good. We've done...
So we've solved the whole transvestism issue.
Yeah, let me just check. We've done hairy Chinese kids, people having their knobs cut off. I think
we've touched on the war as well.
We've done that. We've done freaks, haven't we? We've done people with no arms and legs, haven't we?
Take that.
Just don't think there's any other areas of possible offence.
Have we done Forrest Gump in a wheelie bin? Well, we touched on your Auntie Nora, but haven't mentioned her for 5 minutes, or showing you her clunge. Hold on, let me see. I think we might have...
I'd definitely like to hear the word clunge more often.
Yeah.
On this show.
Her Mary.
Anyway, oh, euphemisms. That, please.
Yeah,
clunge, Mary.
I'm still none the wiser on that, but we'll leave it.
I love the fact you are such a sort of, you're such an old man, aren't you? You're such a reactionary old man, the way you talk. You are the sort of bloke, I imagine you and your father stood in a pub, if a man came in a dress, oi, you're a bloke in a dress, take it off.
We were talking about, I don't know, last week we were talking about things that you can sort of say and do when you're sort of like 40. I thought another one, nod to a policeman.
Yep, definitely.
They're on the beat, they're going along, you're going, you're doing, you're going, yep, yeah, I know you're alright. I know you're alright.
Yeah.
Never mind these youngsters shouting at you and knocking your cap off.
Exactly.
It's that you can nod at
if
a copper.
If you're 40, you can nod at a copper because it's like going, I know what you're up to. It's a difficult job, you're doing it well.
Yeah, yeah, I respect you now. I didn't when exactly. I was young, I know what I was thinking of. Well done, mate.
Well, I like the one you mentioned last week. You're now of an age where a van driver might ask you to back him into a parking space.
Yeah, well, you don't feel, he'd go, you'd go, get out
to
of the
me,
way.
He wouldn't even consider
no.
me.
Get out of the way. Yeah.
If you're under 30, you don't even see. It's like I was thinking the other day, if I was in a pub with my dad and, say, his mates, and they're all sort of 40 or 50, there is not one of them that would turn to me first with a pint of beer and go, taste that, see if that, is that off?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't want your opinion.
They would never consider me. My opinion is the last one they're interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that off?
Things you can do over, I think, maybe 50. Wear a flat cap and not like a frat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're wearing it because your head's cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're wearing it because your head's cold. You're 50 years old, flat cap, fine.
Yeah, or just wear a suit and tie without having to go to an event or a convention.
Just
or
get up and pop on a little old suit and
just
tie.
Just pop on a suit and tie.
I tell you what, I love seeing old boys in a suit on Sunday. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They've got shiny shoes and they're 75.
I've got
and they go down the pub and I think it's brilliant.
I've got photographs of one of my late grandfathers, he must have been in his 60s, on the beach wearing a suit. Wearing a suit on the beach. I think I've got a feeling he's even got a knotted handkerchief and a full three-piece suit.
That's great.
It's brilliant.
It's a decent suit all
time. My grandfather, in my mind, my grandfather was always wearing a suit. I never saw him not wearing a suit. I think he wore a suit to bed. I can't imagine taking that suit off. It was always...
Maybe it was an all-in-one, pull-on one.
But he didn't... I mean, what the weird thing is, though, it wasn't like he worked in a bank all his life. I think he was a builder. And then he retired and thought, it's time I should start wearing a suit.
I know, oh, I love it. That's just, you know what I mean? It's because they've got to do something then. They've got to get up and they make an effort and they're, you know, they're still part of the world.
Yeah,
opposed to me already just walking around in my pants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, there's no point in getting dressed, I'm not going out.
Yeah.
Or everything's got an elasticated waistband.
Yeah. You don't even consider a pair of trousers.
Slip on shoes, pull on trousers. Yeah. Just, yeah.
I have never seen a man with more Velcro in his closet. That has got to be for you the best time-saving device ever. Velcro.
It's great. Just me and a baby, a dry white baby. I went to,
Your tuxedo got Velcro.
Well, I was still talking about that, the award show. I went home. When did we stay there? We went to, 12 or something. Anyway, I went home and I was watching telly at the end, right, and, I was eating, I had these sesame seeds, because I was hungry, a few, and, in the end, at the bottom of this jar of sesame seeds, right, oh, there's tiny little seeds, but I didn't want to waste them, so I sort of poured them into my mouth and sort of, like, ate them, like, millet, like a budgie binging.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to bed, got up the next day, I thought, oh, I felt a bit sweaty, I had a resolve, and there was loads of seeds still in my chest.
What, in the hair on your chest?
Yeah. Oh, I just took me ages to pick them out before I had a bath. So they must have stayed there all night. But not with the, you know, with the cheese and alcohol that was coming through my pores. These seeds. Well, they started growing. I'd have to mow my chest. Oh, dear.
Your girlfriend's a lucky, lucky woman.
Sesame seed chest. What we got, Carl?
Oh, do you remember we were also talking about names you cannot call kids now? It's like there are certain names.
I was thinking that, like, there's exactly, there's great old blokes' names, but they have to be a baby once.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
I name this child Alf.
You can.
Stan.
There are sort of these names which you just never name a child now. I mean, Carl, frankly, is
oh, that's all right.
Which is quite
Carl,
trendy.
But Alf. Sid.
Alf Sid. You would never name a child Sid. Stan.
Bert. I name this child Bert.
Did I ever tell you about my Uncle Alf?
No.
He wasn't a proper uncle, right? But he was just
one of me
dad's mates and that. And he was getting on a bit. He must have been about, you know, 60, which is pretty old when you're younger and that. And he was the same. He used to always wear a suit and that. But it was never in good nick. It was always like a rough suit, but it doesn't matter. Still, you know, making half the effort and that.
Yeah.
And he used to sleep in a dinghy. Right, me and Clive.
What? In his house?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, in a flat, in like a little bed set. Because he only had a little bed set and he was into boats and stuff. So he had this dinghy.
Two birds with one stone.
Had this little dinghy, had a little flat, thought, well, it's tight space and that. He had had a dinghy as a bed. And he had two tellies. Right? He had two tellies. One that the sound worked on. The other one, only the vision worked. So if you wanted to watch a programme,
you had to go and turn both on.
Put them both on like BBC One, turned one up, and watched the other one.
Wow. That's extraordinary.
From his dinghy?
Sat in his dinghy.
That is brilliant.
It was inflatable dinghy, it wasn't like a wooden.
Yeah, an inflatable one, yeah, a big one.
Did you ever go around and visit him?
Yeah, now and again.
Was it weird seeing a bloke, a 62-year-old bloke in a suit, in a dinghy inside, watching two tellies?
It's weird, at the time, I thought nothing of it.
Which of the TVs stopped working properly first? I mean, let's say the sound went on one of them.
Yeah.
Did he carry on watching the other one, hoping that the other one was fine?
No, he went and got a new telly, and then the vision went on that, and he went, oh, no. He went, hold on, though.
Wait a minute.
I've got another telly in the wardrobe that I haven't used because it must have been like that.
Yeah.
Wow, he sounds brilliant. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still around, yeah. I haven't seen him for years, but he used to,
Was he married?
Be right.
I think that's what happened. I think his wife passed away, and that's when he had all this, you know, he had a boat. And it's like, oh, where am I going to put it in a bed sit? And it was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sleep in that. So, yeah.
I wonder if you ever brought any women back. Just the idea of bringing them back. Getting down to it. Shall we move into the bedroom?
Ahoy. Oh. That is fantastic. Missy Elliott, Gossip Folks on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Now, I know we're not meant to mention the adverts, and I'm not slagging off the advert. It's that National Lottery advert with the little Welsh fella saying your money from the National Lottery goes towards mountain rescue. A bit like there, we've saved a lot of people. Now, that's fine, that's great, well done. What I'm annoyed at is why those people are allowed to go up the mountain in the first place.
Yeah.
Don't go up there, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You're at your own risk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's ridiculous. Just posh, beardy twats climbing mountains and sticking a flag up there. Why climb? I don't want you to. I don't want you to.
Am I paying? Is there any point, Rick, where I am paying for people to get rescued from mountains?
I'm not sure. I think the lottery's doing it now.
Fine. Because I'll tell you, if it was my money, I would be living.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? I mean,
You should have to take out insurance if you want to climb up a mountain.
You should pay for it.
Yeah.
If we save you, it'll cost a lot of money. Mm. You'd be paying it back for the rest of your life. That's the risk.
Yeah.
Not falling to your death.
Exactly.
But never being able to pay. They're all posh and rich anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just like a cat gets stuck up a tree and the farmer come out because it doesn't know any better. Imagine that was a bloke. I'm stuck up again. Stop going up there.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying again, though. It's only a cat, so leave it up there. Get another one.
And there's the skeleton of Tiddles. I couldn't be bothered to go and get a ladder.
No, but it's the same. A few weeks ago, everyone was making a fuss over that sheep that was the first clone sheep.
Yeah.
And it died. Clone another one.
Oh, wow.
If only you could do the same with mountaineers.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks the same, the beard's the same, they all look like Brian Blessed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you about the time that my father, when I was younger, we went on holiday, my dad bought a little boat, little sort of wooden boat, make a three-seater, and he and a friend of his went out with me in the boat, I was maybe 12 or 13, went out and we sort of we had the little motor, outboard motor, chugging out, we thought this was real seafaring stuff.
Brilliant.
We'd lost sight of the beach because we'd gone round a corner of like a mountain, or like a, what do you call it, like a cliff, and so we were just round the corner, and there was this boy, like just floating in the water, not a boy, but you know, like a boy, and very tricky to explain that on the radio, it's the same word, isn't it?
A boy.
And so we float past that and we're just chugging along. The motor conks out. Oh, I can't believe it. We have to row back in. So they're rowing away. I'm just sat there. And we noticed that every time we sort of think we've got past this boy, it just seems to be back where it started again. And we realised that the tide is taking us towards these rocks. And it was got ravaged rocks. And we were a bit pretty scared because I can't swim very well. I couldn't at the time. I think my dad had maybe bought, you know, he didn't, I'll be honest with you, I inherited a lot of things from him, one of which was his carefulness with money. just the one life jacket.
How deep was the water?
Which I seem to remember he tore off my back and put on himself. So the water's pretty deep. I'm not saying we would have necessarily died, but it was pretty scary because the boat, you know, we were going to crash into these rocks and stuff. It was getting pretty unnerving. And so they're sort of rowing like mad, trying to get, we're just not making any progress. And we're beginning to think that this might be the end. And this boat, this kind of ferry boat comes chugging by doing tours. And it comes by and My dad goes, oh, wow. We were going, brilliant, brilliant, they can help us. They'll throw us a rope, they'll tow us back in. He was going, you've got to be careful though, hang on, because according to the laws of the sea, if he rescues us, Steve, he can claim my boat. The laws of the sea mean he can claim my boat as salvage.
I love the idea.
That's like the reward.
That, do that! The laws of the sea!
What I like is, his 12-year-old son might die, he's thinking about the boat.
I know, but also, the other thing, of course, is that I like the idea of this ferry master going, arr.
Yeah.
The boat be mine now, or take your son.
Yeah.
Let me think about it.
I need a new bed. That'll be just right. King size.
Oh dear, that's anyway. Lovely.
So we've done a lot of stuff today. We've covered.
We've done Arnie's Minge. We've done. Oh, and what else have we done? We've done chop your bollocks off for free.
Yeah. We've done the operation for 5 grand, which I'm not happy about.
Yeah. Leave the cat up there.
Could spend money.
We've done most stuff. I think we've done a lot. Yeah. We still haven't done Forrest Gump in a wheelie bin, but we can leave that till next week if you want.
Yeah. See, I still think there's something in the spending money in areas that. It's not needed. Like, well, you know, the fella, if you haven't, you know, if you've only just tuned in, you've missed a debate about a fella who needs his tackle taken off.
A debate makes it sound like it was a bit more informed than it actually
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm just, you know, all that time, that was probably half an hour ago, and I've still been thinking about other things that it would be good if more money could be ploughed into things to get them out there.
Like what?
Do you know what I mean? Well, I was looking, you know, I'm a fan of going on the web and that.
Sure.
And these inventions, right? We were talking about a few weeks ago, inventions that are out there, and there's some that, you know, are well known by famous people who have brought stuff out.
Do you know why we didn't go on with this? Because I remember saying to you about Einstein, who thinks clever, you weren't impressed with it. I said Einstein, and you went, this is a quote, you went, Einstein, well, yeah. Now, I've never needed... You got it wrong. You went, I've never needed MC squared in my life, but the fella who made the video recorder, I watch one a week.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Brilliant.
And it's the fact that everybody's got one good idea in them,
yeah.
Right? Like Newton said about the apple.
Yeah.
I did Rockbusters.
Yeah.
Right? And there was this thing that was on the website.
So they shouldn't be spending money on investigating sort of medical procedures that might help people. They should be spending it on what, Carl?
I found this thing, right, Ricky. Brilliant.
Yeah.
What it was, little sort of mops.
What?
Little mops, like little mop heads.
Like floor mops?
Yeah.
Right.
Fit them on your cat feet. If you've got a cat... Right, if you've got a little cat,
yeah.
put these little things on the feet, and there was a picture of one, just like walking around the kitchen, like that, looking a bit like that.
Nick,
right.
You can't do looking like that on the radio.
No, but it's just looking a bit sort of fed up, but he didn't really know what was going on. Walking around, you see like the woman of the house, sat in the background having a cup of tea.
Yeah.
The cat's there, walking about on the kitchen lino, mopping the floor. That's what I put my money into.
Can we get shares in this?
No, that's an invention.
How good is that?
Yeah.
Can we get shares in that?
It's good though, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, I'll market that. That's amazing. I just like the idea of people struggling with their cat to get... hold on though, wait
but
a minute.
Then,
what if I had a bad kidney?
Ah, well then it's worth paying 5 grand.
I suppose a year, because it would cost a cleaner that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's loads of other things out there that gets loads
of course, you can stick a brush in its head and make it go down the toilet. It'll be genius, Carl.
No, but there's loads... you see, you say that, if Newton came up with it, you'd be loving it. And there'd be loads of them out there. And everything, right? That's what annoys
me. Imagine Newton coming up with that. Imagine Newton coming up with that, Carl. Think of it.
Well, there's other things that gets loads of praise. Penicillin. Everyone, who came up with that?
Fleming, was it?
Yeah, so discovered it on a...
Right, I'm 30. Don't think I've ever used it. I've had Nurofen and Benylin. Right, so there's one thing. What's something else I was talking to you about?
Oh, God, you like video. Okay, so video recording...
Telescope was another thing you seem to think's important.
Well, no, you asked me about great inventors, I know someone, so I said Alexander Graham Bell, the telephone, everything from that, linked from that, John Logie Baird, television, Marconi, the radio, I said Galileo, the telephone, I was naming you stuff. It wasn't that, I was just saying that I think those things are more important than Rockbusters. I think they're better ideas.
Telescope? Even telescope?
Carl, play a record, because... There's a website, I must try and find it during this record. It's got loads of inventions, I think you're gonna love it. Vicious from Lou Reed. Always a joy.
Yeah. XFM 104.9, looking to raise Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington.
Carl, someone pointed me in the direction of this website, and I swear to God, these are real inventions. Okay, that real inventors have applied for patents for, you know, so that they own the copyright.
Why don't I come up with one, a real one,
yeah,
and then you do that
well,
one,
I think some
and,
of these...
and Carl has to vote on which thing's the better invention.
I think some of these, Carl, you are going to be absolutely excited by. If you love the little mops that go on cat's feet, I think
okay,
you'll be
excited
by. Okay,
well, I'll throw one up to start with. Have you got one there ready?
Yeah.
The X-ray machine.
All right.
Oh.
So we've got the X-ray machine on the one side.
The X-ray machine, Carl. Think of that.
So, you've come to me...
It doesn't need, it goes through a paving, so it doesn't need light, it excites, it can, you know, well, we know, you know what an X-ray
so
machine
what's
can
happening
do.
So what's happening is, right, I'm sort of head of some business, I've got a load of money.
Yeah.
You're coming to me with an idea.
Yeah.
And Steve's coming with me to an idea, I've got, say, £5,000, and
I've come with you, I said, look, I can do transvectal operation, you go, I'm not interested, I've said, my cat needs a kidney operation, you go, I'm not interested, right? I've come with you with an X-ray, meanwhile, Steve walks in with...
Well, firstly, I'm going to offer you, this is patent 5571247, you've got the X-ray machine, I'm going to come to you with the self-containing enclosure for protection from killer bees.
Tell me more.
Alright, well, it's like...
Tell me more!
A self-containing enclosure for protection from killer bees comprising an enclosure formed of a flexible, transparent plastic material, basically that will protect us from any killer bees that might be in the area. Useful?
Yeah...
Don't decide yet. Okay, I'll come up with another one. Refrigeration.
Refrigeration. The combination toy dog and vacuum cleaner. Let me read a bit more, don't judge yet. A toy dog closely resembling a real dog and having a hollow interior in which is mounted a vacuum cleaner having a suction hose which is retractable from the tail end of the dog. This enables vacuuming a dog after a haircut and grooming without causing fear to the dog. Because it thinks another dog is
sorry,
in the room.
Sorry, this is a decoy dog to make the dog not realise it's being vacuumed, think it's making a friend.
There's a picture of it.
Carl.
Do you see what we're talking about there? That's a dog
yeah.
that looks... It's a fake dog.
Also,
that looks like
do you see that why the cat with the mops is on Steve's side, and why sort of X-rays, refrigeration, things that are on my side, and Newton's and MC squared as you... Can you see the difference in these can you see the pattern emerging and the difference?
Yeah, but, you see, to me...
Which are you impressed by? Are you impressed by the sanitary appliance for birds? I'll have a look at it. It's, if you've got a domestic bird, maybe a budgerigar or something, but you're tired of it crapping everywhere, these are very tiny nappies that go on a
that
pet...
That is real, isn't it?
Pet... Look, there's a picture, there's a diagram
Can
there.
I put the microwave up against that one? I know I need the big guns to come out now.
Carl, what are you thinking? I know you're
budgie
excited.
Nappies or the microwave?
It's weird, because...
Carl, are you tired of petting your dog or cat? I bet you are. That's why you need this patent pet petter. It is an arm on a piece of wood that will go up and down and stroke and pet your dog for you if you've not got time to do it.
Well, I can only put up Interfera on the cancer cure against that one.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see, a lot of these things...
These are all genuine inventions.
Yeah. And if the time was right, we'd say, get them made. Do you know what I mean? If there was a bad swarm in London, I'd be saying, get the bee man on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, lose the X-ray machines. I don't care about broken bones for now.
Well, at that moment in time, that would be more important than... Do you know what I mean? We know people have been stung. We don't need to look inside them.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It's all about... It's like the telescope now isn't impressive.
Sure.
If you want to see something in the distance... Get on the transport and go and see it. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to look at things in the distance.
Right.
Sure. But these budgerigars are shitting and pissing all over people's homes.
Could we put these... I'll tell you what, Carl. So it's... looking at supernova and trying to find out more about the universe, its conception and its eventual end.
Forget that, Rick, because I've got the cheese-filtered cigarette.
Oh, now tell me more.
This is a cigarette where the filter is actually made from cheese. Apparently, cheese acts as a very good filter for tobacco, so the smoke passes through the cheese, thus you will induce a kind of smoky cheese.
And also, smoking, you know, might make you a little bit peckish, and you can just nibble that so there's no dog end lying around the pavement. Or budgie shit. It's a cleaner place, and you haven't been stung.
Brilliant. Right, now listen, so that's that done.
Yeah.
We've done that as well.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, we've got like 5 minutes left. Winner, 4 songs of phrase.
All right, give us the answers.
Right. This, we did this at the start, we haven't even got time for the film thing today.
Oh.
Oh. But, we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Songs of phrase, it was a phrase, you never see an old man eating a Twix.
I love the fact that we go, we haven't got time, like, it's, we've had such important stuff and it's been so jam-packed and interesting, we don't, not that it's been drivel with gaps we could have filled much better.
Yeah.
Don't look at it like that, like,
what,
oh.
What, with his film quiz? Come on.
Oh, dear.
So, songs of phrase, you never see an old man eating a Twix. We had to get, change it to Mars Bar. Here's what we had. Jerry and the Pacemakers. Echo and the Bunnymen. Oh, wow.
David Bowie.
David Bowie. And the Beach Boys finished
that. Oh, what do you mean? I thought that one was. What do you mean? Who's the winner? Oh, it doesn't matter. You've got to give the answer. Who was that one you didn't know it was us?
It was Neil Young, wasn't
Jim,
it?
Jim Croce, is it? Old Man River, it's called. Jim Croce.
Old Man River? Jim Croce sang Old Man River. I don't think so. What was it?
Who cares?
Right.
Well, people... Oh, I can't believe this. You
Old Man River, it was.
Let's give the prize to...
Jim Croce wouldn't have sung Old Man River.
Well, let's give the...
Paul Robeson.
Let's give the prize to Mitchell Sterling, who has got some of the answers right.
On XFM 104.9.
I will be playing that great quiz again next week.
Next week, Rick and Gervais with it on XFM Sports. And if you want to send an email, it's rickandgervais.co.uk. Or check out the website on XFM's All The Comms. Good night, number 3:30. Coming up is Narrow Levine and Stupid Nouns.